Blog Talk Radio.
Leslie Federici and who's there?
Richard Cooper creeping up on you.
Here we go, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Here we go, guys, for another awesome 30 minutes of fun
yes.
and smarts. How you doing,
exactly.
Richard?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing? It's a great Saturday, of course, for those of you who are listening. Hopefully you're listening live, but if you're not, it's on Saturdays. I'm doing
yes.
awesome. How are you?
I am just super duper looking forward to our show. And so why don't you hit it off? You dug up some cool stuff. Wait a minute. Before I do that, let me just give out
yes.
the phone number in case anybody wants to call in case anyone's hanging around. You just want to chit-chat. So the number is 713-955-0719. And you can call that number and call in and ask a question or just say hello or whatever. All right, it's the Awesome Smart Fitness Show. So go, Richard.
That's right.
What do you got?
I like the way you said that. It almost sounded like a commercial for a second. It was like, and you could dial right now. You still have 10 seconds to dial 713-955-0719. Get ready. Okay, so today's show is about awesome wellness and smart fitness. Oh, you know, I just realized something, too. Rob,
yeah, you got to turn that off
bit.
In the background.
That's
yeah,
I had
live,
a little
folks.
Feedback. Sorry about it, folks. Did you ever have that where you're actually speaking into a microphone and you're in this echoing and you're going, echo, echo?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what happened. So basically, we're talking, the topic today is about awesome health and fitness and what you see in the title there. And Leslie and I are going to talk about our personal journeys to health and wellness and also I found some really cool information on some tips on starting a workout program. It's very simple, not complicated, and it's just, you're going to love it. So, Leslie, why don't you lead off and tell everybody about your journey, because I can't wait to hear about your journey. I'm excited about it as well.
All right. Here's three words. I'm going to cement this into your head, guys. All right? First word.
Let me get a pen and paper.
Write this down. That's a good idea. In fact, I'm going to make a T-shirt with these three words. Because this is what I learned, okay? Ready? The first word
Ready.
Is immerse. Immerse. That's two
wow.
M's. I-M-M-E-R-S, whatever, S-E.
Okay.
I can't spell. Immerse.
I think they'll probably get it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, darn, I just forgot the second word. I've been saying this all day. The third word.
You know it's
going
to come back to you.
It is. It's going to come back to me. Oh, it's immerse. And the other word is that will come to me is being able to stand. Okay? So keep going at it. All right?
Persevere.
So immerse yourself in whatever you're doing. Stick with it. And then you'll succeed. Okay? But the other word, escape.
It sounds like perseverance or something. Anytime you stick with that commitment, you know?
Yep. Well, maybe by the end of the show I'll come up with the second word. I mean, this is my own language, so I can't believe I forgot it. Anyway, that's what happens
when
you're
happens
live, folks. All right, so here's my story, and I'll share, like, real quick, okay? So I'm 62.
Okay.
I gained a lot of weight. I had no idea about how much weight I was gaining because I was sitting on my tush doing a lot of computer stuff all the time, okay, being online, internet
mm-hmm.
things, and I gained a lot of weight over a period of time, not 1 month, not 2 months, not 1 year, not 3 years, a long time. And I think after you have children, you start to gain some weight too. And you kind of forget about yourself because you're busy about being a mom and doing other things like that. So there I was, Miss Plumpo, and I started having some problems with potential pre-diabetes, not good. And so I decided to bite the bullet and go to the gym. So January 1st I started, okay? But here's what I want to share, okay? It's not so much the exercise program or the type of training you have. And I may have mentioned this the last time, but it's really you're going to struggle with the mindset because you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to do the work. You're not going to want to exercise because it's grueling. It can be boring. It can be hurtful physically, okay? And the thing is, you just have to keep doing it and stick with it because, Rich, as you know, your body will adjust to it, and then it's not so bad. And then you start welcoming it. You start getting really, like, addicted to it, and then it gets better and better and better. So what are we? We're in July. I'm slowly losing body fat. I haven't lost a lot of weight, but I'm in the right direction. I'm in the right direction.
But at least you're going.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that. So you know who my role model is? I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's got to be in her 70s, late 70s or maybe 80s. Oh, gosh, what's her name? And she's a weightlifter, a prize-winning weightlifter at 70.
Do you know her nationality?
No. She started when she was 50. She had a friend. They were very, very close. And I think the story goes her friend died who had some health issues, and she swore that wouldn't happen to her.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Her name begins with an E, I think, Elvira, or...
I think she's an African-American woman, and the reason I say that, and I might be wrong, but...
I think you're right.
Finish your story, but because I was talking to someone about her just the other day. But go ahead. It's funny. What a coincidence.
No, but she's my role model because she started at 50, and if you saw her body, oh, my goodness.
I know. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes, and she started at 50.
And she's
won awards and all kinds of stuff. And what she does now is she teaches other people how to do what she does. So
and she's bigger than her husband too.
Guess what? I just thought of the other word. Oh, you ready?
What
is it? Endure. Endurance.
Oh, endurance! Yes. that is really. That's a powerhouse. That throws perseverance out right out the door. Endurance is it right there. But go ahead, continue.
Yep, so immerse, endure, and succeed. And if you do those two things and just kind of, you know, just get into it and stick with it, and because it gets boring after a while and you're going to want to quit, you just stick with it, you endure, and you'll succeed. So anyway.
IDS.
Yes. What?
What's IDS? that's how you remember it. Immerse. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It was endurance,
it wouldn't be a D. Immerse with an I. Immerse is spelled I-M-E-R, right? So it's
endurance.
Endurance. Well, immerse, endure, and succeed. So IES.
Or no,
if you want to use an acronym, yeah.
Oh yeah, IES. Okay, yes, I think that's awesome. So the benefit that you got out of it? So you mentioned that you're losing body fat percentage now. So what about your overall, I guess, sense of well-being? How are you feeling from that standpoint?
Because
you look great. I mean, I saw you on Facebook and. You're just like holding this weight, and you're like, I'm Iron Woman. I'm going to knock you out, sucker. And You look really, really good. But you're, I mean, but it's a smile on your face while you're saying that. And it looks real, you look really, really happy. You look good. I'm proud of you. Congratulations. Woo-hoo! Time to give a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'll keep you posted because I'm a work in progress. But the thing is, if I can do it, you know, you other people can do it out there. If that's a wish that you would, that you would like to have happen, but it just takes
IES,
and it takes believing in yourself and just sticking with it, because over time, you'll definitely see the change. So, go ahead, Richie. I think I took up enough time.
Well,
so go ahead.
No,
darling.
I think it's a beautiful story. Everybody, I mean, if everybody's out there, please give a round of applause. I think this is awesome. And, you know, and it's kind of touching back what you just said about that woman that's 70. She's 70-something. She's in her, like, probably late 70s now, I think. Mid-late 70s.
So.
And she, you're right. Her story was she was on Oprah and some other places, and I saw her. And the only thing I thought was, well, I guess her husband is very respectful to her. Because he's not built like she is. But anyway, no, that's another story. So, but it's really impressive to see people, it doesn't matter what age range you are. If you have
right.
the will, if you have, like what Leslie just said, the IES, you know, if you have
yep.
those three, you know. And so I'll just tell you briefly about my personal journey. I was in the military for a few years. And I was a personal trainer in the military, but I learned that from basic training. But I didn't know a lot about fitness and nutrition and things like that. And, of course, you know, I got out of the military and kind of slacked off, and my diet was horrible. And it wasn't until I met a woman that was 72 years of age. Speaking of people in their 70s, she was 72 years of age, and I had no idea she was 72. I didn't until she told me, and I pretty much almost fell on the floor. And she said she taught me about organics and nutrition, eating clean, drinking purified water, you know, cleansing the toxins out of your body, getting into it. And she would ride the bike every single morning. She'd get up probably, I don't know what time in the morning, probably before the roosters get up or when they got up, and get on her bike, and she'd ride her bike. And then every summer she would go to some place in Utah or something, and she had like eight children. And she had grandchildren from every single one of those. And she
wow.
every summer she would go out to where they were in Oregon or somewhere and water ski.
Wow.
And so that caused me to transform my livelihood. And then, of course, you know, later on in life, I got introduced to nutrition and Shaklee. And then, of course, you know, I completely transformed my life. And I learned something, and something I was going to share with you all, too, that Leslie and I were talking about. See, what we did and what Leslie did, there's like 30 simple diet plans and tips and fitness tips that's online. But I'm not going to go into all of them, but I just want to encourage you all that in order for you to start a workout program, I'm going to take the top 10 out of them, and I'm going to go through them really quick. And the first one is learn to curb your sweet tooth. if you got that late night sugar curving, you know, they won't quit, you know, you can satisfy your sweet tooth without pushing your calories over the edge. There's a lot of ways to do that. You can get a book on the author of the Green Cookbook, and you know, you can resist chocolate. You know, you can eat a sliced apple, a tablespoon of nut butter or peanut or almond, fresh fig halves. I love eating on stacking on fig leaves, and I mean not fig leaves, but figs and dates and all those are really, really good. And I eat fruit a lot too. So that's one of the tips. That's number one. Number two, find a bestie, a best
what?
Friend, a workout buddy, a best friend,
what was
a workout
that?
Buddy.
What's number two?
Well, it says find the best fitness friend.
Okay.
So find someone that you could work out with. And of course, Leslie, that's what you've done. You're working out with someone. You've got a coach, and you get out there and you got the support network and things like that. So find someone
that's so important.
Yeah, who is going to inspire you and not discourage you. That's so key. When you got somebody that's on your, you know, your right hand, or, you know, they got your back and they're there with you, it just motivates you. And that's what it was like in the military when I was in for a few years. Okay. And So you want to stock up on these things too, you know, some good for you foods, you know, a lot of good, just find foods out there that, you know, low calorie flavor of vegetables and salads. Now, here's a key thing here, people. Don't starve. There are good fats and there's bad fats in the diet. And so you have to see a nutritionist. I won't get into all that. That's for another show. But you want to find your area, your medium, where your body, your physiology handles a certain level of nutrients, calories, and fats and carbohydrates. So you want to make sure that you get plugged in with someone. And there's a really cool tool. I'll say this real quick on a smartphone. It's called MyFitnessPal. It's an app. It's called MyFitnessPal. Download
that. Oh, I think I've heard
of
that. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And you can put together meal plans. It tells you everything when you set a certain goal that you want to reach. You just plug it in there. It tells you what to do, how to do it. You don't even have to think about it. Okay. So then number four is, you know, you want to relieve those achy muscles. And so, of course, after a massage, yeah, you're going to feel sore. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's going to happen. Yeah, so you definitely want to, you know, relax. You want to stretch to prevent injuries and things like that before you work out. And, of course, you want to relax and stretch afterwards. Just make sure you warm up before workouts, too. I just want to throw that in there. Number five, buy comfy sneaks or snacks, should I say. So, you know, but you want to get the good ones. You know, just make sure. When I say sneaks, I meant sneakers, the kind of sneakers for when you're working out. I'm thinking about food and snacks because I have a one-track mind. So buy comfy sneaks, and, you know, or sneakers or shoes, something that feels comfortable on your feet, that just not too tight, not too big, that fits just right. And if you need to get an insole or something like that to support your arches, definitely get it. You want to make sure your feet are very, very comfortable. Pick your perfect tunes. That's really key right there. See, I like listening to deep house music because, you know, I'm such a very hyper, high-energy person. So any kind of dance, deep house, technical music, I'm like going, yeah. And I'm in the gym working out and stuff like that, and I've got my Bluetooth headsets on, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy, and I don't care. But find a tune that actually is going to get you in the groove, basically. You know, you can find those anywhere. I use Pandora, but you can get it on an iPod or whatever. It depends on what you got. And number seven is went away. So basically you want to just you want to track your weight loss, but the thing is remember, you gain muscle weighs more than fat. So the big thing is you want to actually track your inches. You want to track your inches because it's like Leslie, you made a key point in the beginning of the conversation or the show. You said that you lost inches. That's the key right there, losing inches, because you're going to put on some muscle, you know. And if you're losing muscle, that's you're doing the person's they're doing something wrong. Find another personal trainer because they're killing you. And then police your and then portions are a very big key. That's number eight. Police your portions. Put on your police hat, the whistle, and everything. And go to the supermarket and go blow the whistle when it's not good. No, I'm just kidding. But you want to police your portions of the food that you eat. So, you know, basically, you know, just learn. And you can learn that through MyFitnessPal and also through a nutritionist. And they usually have them at the gyms too like that. But, I mean, you can find a lot of stuff on YouTube and online and Google and stuff like that. And it's for free. Number nine, almost the last one, combat cocktail hour. It's ladies' night or guys' night or whatever, and you know you're going to be basically drinking a little bit more than one drink, you know, feeling sip. But the thing is, you just want a moderation. You want to do everything in moderation. And then I don't drink alcohol at all. I mean, sometimes I have a glass of wine here and there, but I usually don't. It's just me. But I'm not against anyone that does it. But I think, you know, wine is good for you and it's good for the body and all that. And, you know, if you do drink and you're out and stuff like that, try to avoid eating a lot of the really greasy snacks and stuff like that. If you're trying to lose inches and get your weight under control and stuff like that, when you go out for like happy hour or whatever the case may be, it takes discipline. But don't remember, in a program like this, you don't have to starve yourself because you have to have the right amount of calories, proteins, and fats in your diet in order to be able to succeed at a workout. Because if you go in there a week, you're not going to be able to perform. And then the last but not least, Leslie, can we have a drum roll? Eat this, run that. So when you have a 5 or 10K or something like that, you get to eat more with half or a full marathon. Just basically monitor, like, the levels of food that you eat, and also count your calories. But just be careful, too, to make sure that I may weigh once. I may have everyone has a different physiology than the next person. So the calorie count that you're going to need in your body is going to be different from the calorie count that the next person is going to need. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right,
when he was working out, he's much bigger than both of us put together, actually, and maybe two more people. And he has to have a mega doses of calories and proteins and fats like that. But I'm 5'8", about 150 or something like that. So my calorie count is going to be different than someone that's either smaller than me or bigger than me. So those were the top 10 tips. And I guess the other thing I want to throw in there, too, is find yourself either a good workout program that you can do at home, like on DVD. A lot of different companies out there have them. And you want to start out slow and don't injure yourself. And if you have any kind of health conditions, always consult your health provider first before engaging in any kind of physical activity, because you could potentially injure yourself. And don't overdo it. You know, you've heard of the weekend warrior thing.
Especially being
a guy, of course, you know, a lot of guys tend to get out there and get out on the weekend. They run, hit it hard, and then they're laying in the bed on Saturday or Sunday. Honey, I can't move. My back is killing me, or something like that. So those are my little tips. Did you want to add anything to that?
Well, let me expand on that. The tip number one about sugar, your sweet tooth, I cannot tell you how important it is to either cut down sugar completely. Now, you may be groaning and moaning out there, oh, my God.
Not me either.
Sugar's in everything. But if you want to lose like a quick 10 pounds, cut out the sugar. Because the sugar, believe it or not, is one of the main sources of illness. So a lot of studies are coming out about sugar and how really bad it is for you. The beauty of cutting out sugar, though, is your body will adapt. Your body will adapt. And then if you go like 2-3 weeks without sugar and then you eat something really, really sweet, it's going to, you know, make your eyeballs flip back in your head because it's going to be like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. All right. So cut out the sugar and stay off of it. And what happens is your body will adjust. Food will actually taste better. The same with salt. If you cut out salt, you'll be able to taste the natural sweetness and the natural saltiness of the food itself without adding those things to it. It's really nice. And your body will adapt. So that's a big one, I think. You know, it's what you eat.
Amen.
A lot of it. What?
I said, amen, sister, preach it.
Listen to
because
that,
sugar
girl.
Because sugar is a calorie. I know. Come on, girlfriend, with your bad self. Harriet used to tell me that years ago. That's the one that influenced me. And she said, sugar is empty calories. And she talked about, they showed how if you eat like a teaspoon of sugar, how it will rob your body of like a bunch of nutrition. And let me just share this real quick with you. I know we're short on time, but I saw something the other day, about last month on YouTube. And I'm always like looking for things out there and seeing what people are doing and just kind of like gathering all the information together and learning how I could use it to maximize in my life and also to be able to share with other people. Well, I saw a guy, he was on there and he talked about the energy that's in the key lime, Leslie. You may already know this, key limes. And what he did was he stood there and he had his camera set up and this glass of purified water. And he cut open, he said, you have to use a key lime. He cut them in half and then he squeezed it into a little cup of water. And it had these electrode probes in there. And as soon as he started squeezing it in there, the light bulb lit up that it was connected to.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, that's what happens when you put that in you. It energizes your cells in your body. And he said, "Now this is what happens when you put in a teaspoon of sugar." And as soon as he put, that light was bright as the sun almost, right? And as soon as he put the teaspoon of sugar in there and start stirring it around, the light went completely out. He said, that's what happens when you put refined sugar in your body. It robs your body of important nutrients and all that cool stuff. So he said what he does every morning is he gets up and he has like a certain so many ounces of purified water, and he squeezes like a half of a lime in it, and it gets his system in the system, and it has a lot of different health benefits. But that's funny you said that about sugar, because Harriet would also always tell me sugars are empty calories.
Yeah.
And that's why we
have
so many obese children. They put sugar in everything, Leslie, like you said, and he's got these kids out there that are obese and diabetic, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, I had someone tell me that's like 22 or 23 that at one period in their young age, they had they were pre-diabetic and had high blood pressure. 22, 23. Not anymore, though, but
it's a real problem. So we're getting short on time, guys. So I want to put in a plug for Shackley. If you're looking for some really awesome, stable, long-time, proven, researched, scientific, medically proven, medically reviewed by peers and all that, Shackley's the one. They've been around since, it's what, 1959, Rich? Or is it earlier?
Yeah, it's been it's over 60 years now. And you're right, Leslie. Clinically sound products, clinically tested, proven to work, everything. I mean, in all kinds of publications. Go ahead, Leslie.
Yep. And I was telling somebody the other day that they were trying to get me hooked on their product. And Shackley has a really great home business. And I said, no, I'm with Shackley. And they go, oh, one of the big guys. I said, yeah, baby. Shackley is a big guy. I mean, if you think about it, 60 years of longevity, and they just get better all the time. So that's the plug, Shackley Health and Wellness Products. Their stuff is awesome. And you can check out Rich's site. And I don't think my site is up here anyway, but you can find us both on Facebook, and you can find our page, Walk on the Well Side, on Facebook as well. So we got 2 minutes left.
Wow, that was a fast show.
That went really fast.
They always go fast, but they say time flies when you're having fun. We could probably be on a 2-hour show, and we wouldn't even notice. We'd be like, what? We're just getting started.
We would just keep babbling on.
I know, blah blah blah. So Leslie, do you have any? I guess at the time it's winding down. Any parting tips and advice for people that are on a journey?
Well, I think I want to go back to immerse, endure, and succeed, because I find that a lot of people get all excited about doing new stuff, and they get all pumped up, and I'm going to do this. And if you ask them like a month later, they've given up. So it's the giving up time that is the most important, because that's what's going to stick with you. It's not getting all pumped up in the beginning. It's the peace in between. And so you just want to keep going slowly. You want to get a support person. And you just want to keep at it. And, yeah, there will be days when you don't feel like going, and that's okay, but you just go right back to it, and it gets better. It really does. So that's my parting shot. How about you?
Last thing I want to say, too, is, Leslie, you hit it right on the nose. There have been times where I didn't feel like working out, and I said, I'm going to do this anyway. And I got in there and put my headset on and put that music on, and after the first couple of whatever it be, push-ups, or whether I'm working on a gym or something like that, I'm doing some curls, I'm like going, yeah, why in the world did I ever think that? And I'm going for the rest of the long haul. So just do it. It doesn't matter. If you don't feel like it, get into it, do it, and you will feel like it.
And just do it. And we got to say goodbye. We're about to get cut off, my friend. So tune in to us next week, and we'll be back. Walk on the Well Side, and there's the music. Play some pumped up.